After elaborating on Rashi, on Pichazal, so the Ramban here on Ach also says, Valdaf Hapshat Ach, Taimu Ochein, Ba'ame So'inen. Ochein no de Hadova, Ochein ka'odim temusim. So how would we translate the phrase from the pasuk Okay no da hadova? Indeed, in fact, right? La'ame sa'inyan, right? Indeed, in fact, no da hadova. Ochein be osa v'chodesh yom ha'kippurim hu haftofa ba'amita sa'inyan. Yoma be'echad l'chodesh yom hadin, omnam be'osa l'chodesh yom ha'kippurim, yom kippurim. It's kind of the lashon haftacha here that doesn't mean promise. I don't think it translates as promise. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's not enough. He has to promise. Haftacha b'mitas enyan. So, can we do with that? What it means is as follows. Let's say the shorish betach, v'yishavtem al ha'aretz lebetach, v'yishkon Yisrael betach bodod, means secure, strong. So haftocha, okay, so when you want to make someone feel secure about their future, you give them a promise, you give them a guarantee. And that gives them a sense of, again, of security about the future. But the haftach is, again, Lashon, again, strength, security. So what it means in a conceptual sense is if you strengthen a point, right, you accentuate a point. Like, Ochei no da hadova is a way of accentuating. What's the difference between saying no da hadova or Ochei no da hadova? No da hadova means it's known, and Ochei no da means in fact, indeed, no da hadova, right? You're accentuating. And often what accentuating does, that's what the Ramban says, is when you accentuate something, is you're highlighting a contrast. And that's how the sentence reads. That, Ochein be'osa l'chodesh yom ha'kippurim hu haftocha ba'amita sa'inyan, right, that is, what does that mean? Yom be'echa l'chodesh yom hadin, and now we're accentuating the contrast, right? Whereas Rosh Hashanah is a yom hadin, where the emphasis is on din, omnam ba'asa l'chodesh yom kippurim. But yom kippur, again, is a day designated for kippurim. So that's what the Lashon means. Al kein to anuas nacho sechem b'chom malocha v'sasa. So the Ramban clearly indicates that both the inuyim and the issur malocha of Yom Kippur correlate with the fact that it is Yom Kippur. Well, again, as he said in the first half, according to Chazal, potentially Yom Kippur. So let's take each one separately. Beis Hashem v'nedu. First the Ta'anu, and then the V'chol Malacha L'Sasu. The famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Taanios. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah esem in HaTorah lizok ulohariya v'chatzotzos al kol tzora shetova latzibah. The mitzvah of blowing chatzotzos, the Rambam says, but is thereby lizok ulahavir b'chatzotzos. It's a form of tefillah. Shenema al hatzar hatzor eschem v'chisavol muhammad ba'artzachem al hatzar hatzor eschem. So what should your what should your reaction be? V'havayosem b'chatzotzos. Halacha beis. Skipping to halacha beis. V'davu zeh midakei hatshuvahu. Shebizman shetov hatzor v'yizaku alahaviyaviyu yedu hakol shebiglal maaseim haron hu alahem. Kakasuv avonos avonosechem hitu.
So the
mitzvah d'oraisa of blowing chatzotzos be'is tzara is midarkei hatshuva. Midarkei hatshuva. The Rambam then adds in Halacha Daled, u'midivrei sofrim, lehis'anos al kol tzara shetovu al hatziba ad sheyiruchamu min hashamayim. Not simply to blow chatzotzos when that mitzvah is applicable, but midivrei sofrim to be misana when you have a tzara. So you see klar that the pshat in tainus, right? What this Rambam reflects, and what the din d'rabbanan reflects, is that tainus is mi nihugei v'darkei hatshuva. Right, and that's why Chazal saw fit to be misakein tainus in an eis tzara, because the din d'oraisa is that eis tzara demands a response of tshuva. Right, that's what the mitzvah of chatzotzos is, that the Torah says that an eis tzara must elicit from us darkei tshuva. So Chazal then said, so in addition to blowing the chatzotzos, we'll also be misana, because tainus is midarkei tshuva. And it's clear that that's what the pshat in our Ramban is also, right? When the Ramban says, Yom HaKippurim Hu, Al Kain, therefore, to anosh nafsha seichem, because it's a day of Yom Kippurim, but again, Yom Kippurim lashavim, so it's a day of tshuva. So memela, Al Kain, it's the day of tshuva. So Al Kain, to anosh nafsha seichem, because the tainus is midarkei hatshuva. That is the first part of what the Ramban means. Then the Ramban says also, Al kein ta'anus nafshasechem v'chol malocha l'asasa. So it's kind of intuitive that a tainus is midarkei hatshuva. You know, when a person is misana, so what that represents is sort of a withdrawal from the physical and the focus on the spiritual. It's also something that most people by the end of the day feel somewhat weak, and that sensation is machnia a person. Puts a person in touch with the reality of his absolute dependence and vulnerability. The miyut chelbo v'damo is nidon kekorva, and so on all of those levels, the tainus, it's intuitive that it's midakeh hatshuva, that it's a nihug of tshuva. How does isim malocha come into the picture? So, Kemeduma, what the Ramban has in mind is the Shitasa. If you have the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, Parak Chaf, Pasuk Ches, Parak Chaf, Pasuk Ches, where it begins, V'ta'am l'kadsho. And again, ta'am in the Ramban means the meaning. Right, so Ches, no, Chaf, Ches, right, 28, Chaf, Ches, here in Shmos. The time the kacho, Zochus Yom Hashem is the kacho. So what does it mean, the kacho? Says the Ramban, Sheyehe zichroneinu bo, lihiyoso kodosh be'einenu, kamo shenema v'korosa l'shabas oneg, l'kdosh Hashem mechubot. V'hatam, shetehe hashviso be'einenu, the shvisa of isa malacha, right? The abstention from malacha. V'hatam shetehe hashvisa be'einenu ba'avo shehu yom kadosh lihiponos bo me'ichske hamachshavos behavlei hazmanim. V'Allah says, "Va'oneg l'nafshenu b'darke Hashem, v'lolechas al hachachamim v'al hanaviim l'shmo divrei Hashem." So the Ramban says the pshat in Zochus Yom Hashabbos, the kacho, is that the way we're supposed to frame the Issur Melacha is that it's a day which is kadosh, which is consecrated, to disengage from preoccupation, behavli hazmanin, with everything which is transient and ephemeral. V'Allah says, "Ba'oneg l'nafshenu," and to delight our souls, v'darki Hashem, v'lalechas al hachachamim v'al hanaviim. So the Ramban says an extraordinary pshat here in Issur Melacha. He says the pshat in Issur Melacha is that really, the goal of Issur Melacha, again, like with all mitzvahs, it's not our choice to try to, you know, design an alternate path to this goal. But the goal of Issur Melacha is that a person shouldn't be distracted and should be able to focus. That's what the goal of Issur Melacha is. And the hiponos bo me iskei machshavos. If I'm going to be planting and plowing, so then I'm going to be thinking about planting and plowing. If, however, the person is liberated from doing malacha through Issur Melacha, right? He's liberated from doing malacha by Issur Melacha. So then, that allows him the hiponos me iskei machshavos behavle hazmanim, and to focus on l'shmoa divrei Hashem, which is why they would go to the Chachamim, to Nevi'im, to hear divrei Hashem. So what do you see from the Ramban? That the pshat in Issur Melacha is that ultimately Issur Melacha is that a person should be, again, disengaged so that he can focus. How does the Ramban know that's a pshat in Issur Melacha? Okay, that's a pshat, it's a beautiful pshat, but how does the Ramban know that that's the pshat in Issur Melacha? It's not what we thought the pshat was. Hence is the Ramban knew how to learn Chumash. But what does it say in Aseres HaDibros? The Sasa Melacha, Ata Avincha Vitecha, Avdecha V'Amoscha. What's next? Vhemtecha, Vhemtecha. Okay, so there's an Issur Shvisas Behema. What's the Issur Shvisas Behema? That Behemas Yisrael, even if the Yisrael is not going to be the one doing malacha with a Behema, let's say, for instance, a Nochri wants to borrow the Behemas Yisrael, so he can't lend out his Behema to do malacha on Shabbos. Okay, there's an Issur Shvisas Behema. Okay, I understand that also. But in the same breath as Lasasa Malacha Atva, how can the Torah present them Benashim Achas? Lasasa Malacha Atva Vincha Vitacha Avducha Vamhasa Vintucha. Right? The company that we're being put in is not too flattering here. How can the Torah mention the issa melacha for a person and the issa shvisas behema in the shema akas, but if the issa melacha of the person is ultimately that he should be disengaged so that he can focus, so then I understand. So then there is a commonality. There is a continuum between that and issa shvisas behema. If issa melacha of Adam is what we thought, I don't know, for some reason, no, a person can't do melacha. Okay, a person and a behemoth is not that's not on one spectrum. It's not one continuum. But if the issa melacha is to liberate a person from melacha so that he punishes him. Miskei Machshavos, a person lends out his animal. He's worried about the animal. He's worried about maybe the guy's working him too hard when he's doing the harisha. Maybe he's loading too heavy a load on the donkey's back. Maybe he's not going to return it. Maybe I shouldn't have trusted him. V'chulu v'chulu. Right? Do you ever lend out your car to someone? So people worry when they lend out their car. So that's how the Ramban knows v'chulu. I think the Ramban himself. One second. And that's what the Ramban says the next line, V'zetam shvisas abahema. That's what the Ramban is revealing to us. Again, he's not, by saying Zetam shvisas abahema, shelo tehe b'libeinu machshav aleha, Ramban's point is not only to explain to us what the yisod of issa shvisas abahema is, but it's to tell you how he knows, that's how he knows what the pshat issa melacha is. So our Ramban is l'shitaso. That when you have issa melacha, and again, Yom Kippurim is ein be Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is like Shabbos in terms of issa melacha. It has the same comprehensive issa melacha as Shabbos. So the Ramban is saying, no, the pshat Yom Kippurim, the issa melacha is also lihiponos bo me'iske hamachshavos. The end of the sentence is different, right? The end of the sentence is not necessarily lasis bo oneg lenafshenu and l'leches elachachamim anaviyim, but to be focused on doing tshuva, and that's what the Ramban's alkein is. That alkein to anu as nafsho sechem l'chom alochel asasu. Okay, good. Maybe let's take a look a little bit at the Ramban on Basukos Hoshafti and Pasuk Mem Gimel. So Chavtal Dej Mem Gimel. Ki Basukos Hoshafti is Pnei Yisrael Anenei Korot Lashon Rashi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim in Sukkah. In the Torah's Karnim, between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether the kibasukos are, as Rabbi Lezer says, I think, anenei kavod, or no, it's sukos mamash. So Rashi says, anenei kavod. V'hu anochen be'enai, says the Ramban, al darach hapshat. Kitziva sheyed u hadoros as kol maase Hashem hagodol she'osim mo'im nochafli sheshike enosam ba'anonei kovod kasuka. Ki inyan shenema uvara Hashem al kol mochon ha'tzion v'an mikra'eho anon yomon v'oshon v'noga esh lehova laila ki al kol kovod chupa v'suka tia l'tzol yomon mechore v'gomer. ומפני שכבר פירש ענן השם עליהם יומון, ועמוד האש לילה, המסתם, כי בסוכו סושבתי שעשיתי להם ענני כבוד, או כבודי, סוכוס להגן עליהם. So these few lines, it's clear what the Ramban is coming to explain, that when we see the Machlokes Tanoim as to whether it's Sukkos Mamash Anonei Kovod, so we would say Al Derech Pshat it's Sukkos Mamash, and Al Derech Drash it means that it's Anonei Kovod. And the Ramban is coming to say, no, I think I'll be Pshat. I'm inclined to Rav Elazar's view that it's Anonei Kovod, I'll be Pshat. Why is that the Pshat? How is that the Pshat in the word Sukkah? That's the pshat in the word sukkah. That's where the Ramban builds his case. He says, first of all, what is there to commemorate in sukkah's mamash? First of all, what is there to commemorate? And second of all, why is it attributable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of kibas sukkah soshavti? And what's there to commemorate here? How does Lashon Sukkah Stam mean Anne Kavod? So he says, no, look at the Psukim Yeshayo. The Psukim Yeshayo, clearly, when it refers to Sukkah, it's talking about Anne Kavod. So you see that in Kisvei HaKodesh, a Sukkah is just something, right? A Sukkah is something which covers, something which provides protection. And we find that the Lashon Sukkah is used in Yeshayo in relation to Onan. And that, given that the Torah has previously told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided the Anan Hashem Aleihem Yomam, so that's why I think that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Again, so this combination of what are we commemorating, the fact that you do find Lashon Sukkah associated with Ananei Kavod, and the fact that the Torah has previously told us Ki Anan Hashem Aleihem Yomam, that in fact we did have that divine protection. Skipping for a minute the Ramban's comment about the timing of Sukkos, V'aldasa omer Sukkos mamash asu lahem. Rabbi Akiva, no, it means physical sukkahs, bamboo poles. Hechelu la'asosan b'tchilas ha'chorv v'mnei ha'kor k'minhag ha'machnos v'lachein tzivam b'zman hazeh v'azikaron sh'yedu v'yizkeru sh'hoyu b'midbo l'ovo b'bayis v'yemosha v'omotzu avo imshana v'hashem hoyu imam l'chosu davo. So what are we commemorating if it means Sukkah's mamash? What is Rabbi Akiva think what we're commemorating? The man says it means despite the fact, look at what the circumstances were, and despite the fact, you prospered, you flourished, despite the fact that there were no, on a natural level, you weren't in a good house that afforded the protection, and you weren't in a fertile area where you could plant and have food, and you weren't anywhere where there were natural sources of water. Despite all that, so what the sukkahs represent is the absence of all the natural means to prosper, and afal pichen, you prospered, and that's what we're remembering, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, again, of lo chasar todavo throughout the years in the midbar.
According to what we said a few weeks ago by the Rambam in Tanya Mitzvos.
So the Rambam, exactly right. So the Rambam Lechora has a different answer to this question of the Ramban. The reason the Ramban, again, initially opts for Rabbi Lezer that it's Anonei Kavod is, what are we commemorating? What are we celebrating? What are we commemorating? And then the way he answers for Rabbi Akiva is, it's sort of, despite the fact that you were Basukos, Afal Pichein Lo Chasato Dovla. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam thinks that he likes the Pshat of Rabbi Akiva, that it means Sukkos Mamash, and the way he answers the Ramban's question is, Adrava, we're supposed to remember what we were missing. We were supposed to remember that we were roughing it. We were supposed to remember that we needed to make do with very little. We're supposed to remember that we didn't have the comforts of living in Batim Tovim. That sukkah represents, kibas sukkah soshavti, represents remembering yimei hara'ah, when a person is bimei hatova, because of the shiflus that inculcates within the person. And that's clear that the question that the Ramban, you know, sort of puts here front and center, that's how the Rambam deals with it and says, Adrav, what is that to commemorate? No, that's good for what we're commemorating. Why do we attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kibasukos Hoshavti, if it's not something supernatural, it's not a miracle, maybe if it's on the cover, so we're attributing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But So the Chora Al Pidarko Shel Rambam is that a person should know Hein L'Tov Hein L'Mutav, that our fate, our destiny, is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpil Meromim, and a person shouldn't think that at times of Meromim, he shouldn't think that it's Kochi La'otzim Yadi. He shouldn't let the affluence generate arrogance, and the Rambam says that there is a very, very real danger that the Torah highlights in Parshas Ekev of Pentocha v'Savato, Vatim Tovim Tivna v'Yashavta, and then V'Ram Levavecha, V'Shachachtos Hashem Lekecha, and you'll think, Kochi V'Otzim Yadi. So Kivasukos Hashavti, again, not that we're describing something supernatural. Is mashvil meromeim, and then a person, the same way a person doesn't experience a rush of gaiva when he's in a rachman atzlan in a external state of shiflus, so he shouldn't experience that when he's in an external state of prosperity either. Okay, so maybe we'll shift to the Gemara now.